Well, the topic of the night is the storm. And so that's what we'll talk about. So where in the Bible did you find a storm? If you thought about a storm, anybody think of one? One of my pastor friends said, I just pray you won't all be blown away. And I said, well, if I am, I claim the calling of Elijah. Sweet, swing low, sweet chariot. So, but anyway, I do appreciate their prayers. And so what storms in the Bible? Who was in a storm in the Bible? Anybody that you could think of? So Jonah chapter 1, Jonah, we kind of talked about him the other day. Jonah was running from God, and he got on a ship, and that ship ran into a storm. And the Bible says in Jonah chapter 1, the Lord sent a great wind into the sea. And the sea had a mighty tempest. And so that storm, we see that God sent the storm. We have to understand about these things. While they say it was an act of God, the truth is God put the world in motion, and most of the time he stays out of it. He lets lightning strike and earthquakes rumble and all that stuff. No doubt God can cause disaster, but most of these, what we call natural disasters, are just that. They're part of nature. They're part of the creation. And so this one, it says God sent the storm, the wind, and the tempest in the sea, but that's the only example in the Bible where we see God sent the storm. And then where else? Anybody else? Okay, that's the one we're going to get to. You can't talk about that one. Okay. So, Paul was on a ship going to Rome, right? So in Acts 27, he was bound for Rome in the ship, and it was caught in a European cyclone. What would we call a Euroclydon? What would we call that? A hurricane, all right? A cyclone, a storm, a cyclone. And so it was a Euroclydon, the Bible says, but we would call it a tropical storm or a hurricane. Of course, where it was, we don't call them that. But the ship was exceeding tossed, the Bible says. Now, in that situation, as the storm was being tossed, of course, Paul had a vision from God, and God said, Paul, everybody's safe. Everybody's safe, but everybody has to be safe in the ship. You can't, they can't kill the prisoners. Everybody will be safe as long as everybody works together. And so, of course, the guards were going to kill the prisoners because they didn't want them to escape. Well, the ship was breaking apart, and Paul said, no, God said you have to protect the prisoners too. And so they all got away safely. And then, what did you say, Sister Tammy? Mark chapter 4? Oh, okay. That's good. I like that one. So, well, there was another example, of course, when Simon Peter, right, was in the ship, and he got out of the ship to walk on the water, and the Bible says that he was basically hit with the sea mist, the waves. And so he was scared, and he started to sink into the water. Not really a storm, just wind on the sea. But as we look at Mark chapter 4, it's a different situation. It says, the same day when the evening was come, Jesus said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship. There were also with him other little ships, and there arose a great storm of wind. Now, it didn't say God made that, right? It just said there was a storm. And so there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship. So the ship was now full. So, remember this about the ship. The water outside the ship is okay, but we don't want the water inside the ship. And it's the same thing when it comes to the church. As long as, we want the world, the church has to be in the world. That's why we're here. But we don't want the church to become worldly. We don't want to be sunk by worldliness. But the water was getting in the ship, and it was now full, so it was under the weight of all that water, plus the passengers. And Jesus, verse 38, was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. Now, I don't know about you, but as I read that, I thought, why is there a pillow on the ship? So, obviously, a lot of times in their tradition, in their work, they would fish at night. We saw that in the Bible. They fished at night. And so there were pillows in the ship. Jesus was asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? You know, with the projection of the storm that's heading our way, that is a question, no doubt, that some will ponder. Doesn't God care? Does God not care that we are in the path of this storm? And that was the question that those who were working with Jesus, this is early in their ministry, but they had that question. How can God allow this to happen in my life? And verse 39, Jesus arose and he rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. How many of you ever heard the song, Sometimes He Calms the Storm, and sometimes He calms me?
You know, sometimes He calms
the storm that's around us, but sometimes that peace is not going to be around us. It has to be within. That calm has to come within us. We have to have that confidence in God, that faith in God. Remember as Jesus is on this ship, again, it's early in the ministry, and they said, don't you care that we're all going to die? Did they really think God would send Jesus from heaven after that was the plan for before the creation, all eternity? He sent Jesus and then, he just drowned in the sea. God doesn't do that. God has intention. God has plans. God creates on purpose, with purpose. There's a purpose for us to be here. Now look, if God takes us, again, I trust God. And if it's a storm or a vehicle crash or whatever it might be, I trust God. Now, the world does things and people do things, but I trust God that He's got me. And I know that when I leave here, I'll be there, so I'm not worried about it. I got work to do here, right? We've all got work to do here. But we trust God, and so we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to worry. And they said, Lord, don't you care? And He said, don't you have faith? Don't you care? He said, don't you have faith? And He just walks out there and says, stop. And the wind stopped. Peace. And there was peace. There was calm. He said, be still. And the waves, like you could have looked at yourself with a reflection on that water then. It was so still, so calm. He made it stop. Now, we may pray, and you probably have, and I have, that God would fizzle this storm out. Why not? Pray for it. Let's see what He does. Maybe He will. We put it in His hands and trust Him. But if He doesn't, that doesn't mean He didn't hear my prayer. It just means He said no. And I trust Him in that. So no matter what we go through in life, whether it's an afternoon thunder shower or a tornado or a hurricane, I trust God. So I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to trust God. He said, why are ye, verse 40, so fearful? What is it that you're afraid of? What is it that's got us so jumpy and living in jeopardy every hour? We don't have to be afraid. We don't. We can have confidence in God. Trust in Him. He's got a plan. He put us here for a purpose. And they feared exceedingly. Hold on a second. First, they were afraid of the storm. Now, they're afraid of Jesus. Now, they say, whoa, who is this guy? What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey Him? So here's my thought when it comes to a storm. I pray and I say, God, make this storm fizzle out. Just cool it so it stops. Let me tell you this. God will do it if it has a purpose. God will do it if that's His purpose. That's it. When I pray and ask God for anything, it has to be part of God's purpose for Him to say yes. But if He has no purpose in it, He's not going to say yes. And so we just got to trust His purpose, His plan. I know that that's what everybody's thinking about and everybody is talking about. I mean, we've just sat here and watched this thing develop, and it even when there was nothing there. So, but it could be there. But it will be there. But it's going to be there. And we watched and we watched. And there were a lot of doubters. And here it is. And we don't know what tomorrow will bring. But we know who has tomorrow. And so we can trust Him. And we can do our best as a church, as God's people, to help others. You know, these are the times where we can really show people we care. Wanting nothing in return, just to be a friend, just to be a neighbor. Let's pray. God, we again are thankful for all of your love, but mindful of the burdens, the needs, and the fear. God, we trust you. Right now, we trust you. We have confidence in you. We have confidence in your purpose. We do not believe this is a storm you have created, but it is just part of our environment. We trust you with whatever will be. God, we pray for the linemen, for the policemen, the firefighters, the paramedics, the rescuers, everybody that's involved, the National Guard, for all of those who are coming to help us. God, that we would show gratitude, that we would show love and kindness, that we would form friendships, and that we would help our friends.
Our biggest prayer, God, is that
others will come to faith by what they see in the next week.
Use us for your glory. Dismiss us with your blessing. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.